tonight, the healing service will be praying for you individually if you've come wanting to be healed of something. But I thought I would just start the night by praying for the Holy Spirit to come upon us where we are. So particularly if you're here tonight and you would like the Holy Spirit to just touch you in a supernatural way, to give you some sort of healing or some sort of escape, I'm just going to start in a user-unfriendly manner. I'm going to start by asking you to stand up, if that's you. And then I'm just going to call for the presence of God in this place. So if you would like the Lord to do something supernaturally helpful, heal your body, something like that, go ahead and stand. Go ahead. Well, some of us have been at what we call a Holy Spirit retreat all weekend. So we're all going to pray, right, everyone? And just invite the Holy Spirit to come and to pass out some gifts, because he's that kind of God. Lord, we invite your presence in this place. We know, Lord, that you've been here from the beginning, but I pray now that you would manifest strongly and that you would come upon these people. I pray, Lord, that sovereignly you would pass out some gifts that they're looking for, some things that they need. Move on them, Holy Spirit. Just give us the power of your presence like we see in the scriptures, Lord. Visit them and do cool things. Come, Lord. Show us your hand at work, Lord. Move upon them. In Christ's name, amen. We do stuff like that just to give God space to work. The Bible has loads of stories about God freeing people from things like physical afflictions. And we've just come to expect God to take the opportunities we give him to heal and to relieve us and to give us freedom in our lives. The Jesus stories in the Bible are filled with a whole bunch of different radical statements of freedom. All throughout the Gospels, you just get these poignant little stories about Jesus bringing freedom of different sorts to people, which is something I love about the Jesus stories, something I love about reading the Bible. When Jesus came to earth and he walked among us, he largely taught about this thing called the kingdom of God, which was a new order of living, a new order of things on earth that was largely characterized by a sort of personal and social freedom that the world had never seen before. Jesus didn't teach about religion very much, hardly at all, which means to say he really didn't spend a lot of time teaching about rights and wrongs and the proper ways of doing things. Jesus didn't talk about that. It was really all about this kingdom order, which was a radically empowered, super free way of living that resulted primarily from realizing that God really loves you a whole bunch. That's mostly what Jesus talked about. And I just wanted to take a couple minutes tonight to share a very short passage from the Jesus stories that I think is one of these excellent statements about freedom. And it also has something to do with healing, which is our theme for the night. So this is from Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. You can follow along in your bulletin, or it will be on the big board behind me. A story of interaction that Jesus had with the famous 12 disciples. He called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. Everyone. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Very personal. We get the whole list. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. So he's sending them out on their first mission. Don't go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. Start small. As you go, preach this message. The kingdom of heaven is near. There's this kingdom of heaven that he always talks about. Then he says, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Do not take along any gold or silver or copper in your belts. Take no bag for the journey or extra tunic or sandals or a staff. For the worker is worth his keep. Thus the end. I love this phrase in the middle of it. Freely you have received, freely give, he tells his disciples, which is as nice a summary statement of Christian ministry that there is in all of the Bible. I think. It reflects this idea that in the kingdom of God, everything's for free. Everything's free for the taking and for the giving. There's no real requirements. Your provision is free, Jesus tells his guys. Your relationship with God is free, we know from Jesus' teaching. There's no real requirements in relating to God other than you just accept the relationship with him. Even supernatural power in this passage is given to the disciples. It's what it says at first, that Jesus called them together and he gave them authority to heal all sorts of diseases and to cast out demons and stuff like that. The only thing like a cost in this picture, if you want to call it a cost, is that the disciples must give stuff away as freely as they get it. That's really the only requirement that Jesus puts on them, that whatever they received, they have to give it away with the same lack of requirements and the same radical generosity that Jesus uses to give it to them, which seems only fair. It seems like a reasonable thing for Jesus to say. But what I like most about this passage is the way it fills out the picture of all the things that we get to be free from in the kingdom of God. There's a lot in here. Jesus talks about freedom from certain things. And I like the picture that he paints in this passage. First of all, it has something to say about freedom from sickness, right? He calls his boys together and he gives them the authority to go out and heal every kind of sickness. That's really cool. Freedom from sickness would be a good thing. If the kingdom of God has something to do with freedom from sickness, I'm all for it. That sounds very exciting. There's even this bit in here about freedom from death. It says, you know, go preach, heal the sick, and raise the dead. All right. So if the kingdom of God has something to do with freedom from death, that sounds especially exciting. Freedom from sickness, freedom from death. There's also this bit about freedom from evil spirits, freedom from demons. He tells his guys to go out there and cast demons out of people, which will excite you. If you've realized that there are evil spirits in the world, then that's very good news to you. That sounds like a very important freedom from thing. But there's more stuff too. I'm always amazed at the condition in which Jesus sends out his disciples. He tells them, do not take along any gold or silver or copper in your belts. Take no bag, no extra tunic, no sandals, no staff. He sends them out basically with no clothes, no food, no money. Completely, if you want to think of it this way, free from provision. Right? He sends them out without anything to get by on. And he adds to this description, he says, for the worker is worth his keep. In other words, he says, you'll just be taken care of as you do your work. You don't have to take anything with you. You don't have to worry about provision. Just do the work and you'll be taken care of. That's basically what Jesus is saying. He's saying you don't have to worry about money. You don't have to worry about materials. You are free from that concern too. You're not only free from sickness. You're not only free from death. You're not only free from demons. You're free from any sort of money or material anxiety in the kingdom of God. So this is sounding better and better to me. It might seem like Jesus sending his boys out without any money, any food, any clothing is a restrictive way to live, you know, going out with anything. That's sort of disempowering by one way of thinking, going out into the world with no provisions whatsoever, with the goal of doing the impossible, miracles. You know, it might seem like a restrictive way to live. But I think about what these guys must have felt as they did this mission. Or at least I think about what they must have felt as it began to work, as their mission became successful. Imagine walking into any place in the world, fully realizing that you can cure any disease, that you can face down any evil, and that money, food, clothes, lodging will just appear anytime you need it. Imagine if you actually lived like that. Wouldn't that be the coolest thing in the whole world? Right? You'd be walking around without any burdens whatsoever. Right? If it really worked, right? If it's really true, could there be any better way to live? Any freer way to live than that? That's why I take this passage as a freedom statement. One of those kingdom freedom statements. Well, you know, this is a healing service, and we are preaching freedom from sickness. We believe that as followers of Jesus, the supernatural power of God flows through us to bless other people, to heal other people. That's what we're about. We're trying to follow the Jesus teaching that we read in passages like this. Jesus suggests to us that supernatural power flows best through us when we are living freely, as his disciples did. If you live according to the kingdom, principles of freedom, then you flow better in the power of the kingdom. That's one thing that Jesus suggests to us. But I want you to understand tonight, though, that healing is really an act of freedom. You know, I just wanted you to know that. I want you to know that the freedom from physical ailments that you will get tonight is really tightly connected to other kinds of freedom that Jesus wants to give you. He wants to give you freedom from sickness, sure, but he also wants to give you freedom from spiritual trouble in your life, freedom from financial anxieties in your life, freedom from religious doubt in your life. He wants to give you all those sorts of freedoms as well. And mostly those freedoms come when you just stop worrying about it and start accepting free gifts from God. That's what this teaching makes us believe. So as God heals you tonight, I want you to know that there's more freedom where that came from. Right? That's the tip of the iceberg. And the physical healing is really a sign that there's more freedom waiting. Amen.
Amen.
Do you hope that that's true? Do you at least hope that it's true? All right, I'm going to say one more prayer. The band's going to come up, and they're going to lead us in one song, and this is what I suggest that we do. I suggest that we just hope really hard. And that maybe you dare to believe that it's true, and that God might give you something freely tonight, just for free, right? The only requirement is that if you get something cool from God, you'd be willing to pass it on at some future date. Freely you receive, freely give. That's the way the kingdom of God works. So if you would please stand up, if you can. So Holy Spirit, it's your night. I pray as Jesus taught us to pray. Let your kingdom come. Let that kind of freedom come, the kind of freedom that we read about in the Gospels. I pray that you would come with freedom from sickness, that you would come with freedom from afflicting evil spirits, that you would come with freedom from all sorts of material anxieties, that you would come with freedom from all sorts of religious complication. Lord, let your freedom reign here tonight. In Jesus' name we pray.